98.1 K-Jug. Hey, it's Kenny Chesney right there. It is reality. Jug Country Morning Time is 8:28. We are very pleased to be joined in studio by Steve from Woods Humane Society. And Steve, before we get going, our jug poll of the day today is the bacon milkshake at Jack in the Box. Does that sound totally gross or does that sound awesomely delicious?
Anything with bacon on is awesome.
So, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. But yet, most Jug Country is saying thumbs down.
Saying nasty.
I know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, have they tried it? You know,
a couple people have.
Have they? And they didn't like it?
I thought we would pit together the bacon milkshake from Jack in the Box and the shamrock shake from McDonald's, which tastes strikingly like Listerine. Or, you know,
yeah. I think it's a little bit, actually.
Right.
Let it melt a little bit, you know, swirl it around.
Yeah.
Hello. Kristen has not tried either, so I thought maybe we'd do that for St. Patty's Day.
What was that?
Are you a fan of bacon?
Oh, I love bacon.
Oh, well,
and
why
would
you
like ice cream?
Why wouldn't you like a bacon milkshake?
Why would you not?
I don't know. It seems so odd, though. It seems wrong.
Break out of your comfort zone, you know?
It's like eating mac and cheese with a spoon. Wrong.
Oh, we don't want to get into that again. Hey, so last week you had a cat with you, and you said you had a good week at the Woods Humane Society.
A phenomenal week. Yeah, we actually were running the Feline Love Connection promotion out there in honor of Valentine's Day or whatever you want to call it. We stretched it for an entire week. But So we ended up placing 41 cats into loving new homes.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. And 51 animals actually went home total. That's including 10 dogs. Yeah, last year we ran the same promotion and we placed 31 animals. So the fact that, you know, we've already done 10 over, I'm really happy about breaking that record. But then I sit there and I go, oh, gee, now I got to break 41 next year.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
how
right.
am I going to do that?
Right.
So, yeah, thank you so much for helping us get the word out about that promotion and finding homes for some of these cats.
The Woods Humane Society Pet of the Week here brought to you by our friends at the Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. Open 7 days a week. February, by the way, Pet Dental Health Month. Ask them about February dental cleaning specials, the Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic, your best friend's best friend. So who do you got today?
This week's featured jug pet is Bandit. Bandit's a 5-and-some-change-year-old dog. He's been at the shelter since January. He came to us, actually. His previous owner passed away. He was transferred then down to the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law, and they ended up not being able to take care of him or not being able to keep him.
Yeah.
So they brought him into Woods, and he's been with us ever since. He's been overlooked just because he's a middle-aged dog.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, everybody comes in, they want the puppy. They want that small,
right.
small dog.
Right.
What's great about Bandit and why I chose him this week is he has some really unique traits to him, and one of them being his eyes. He just has these stunning blue eyes, bright blue eyes. He's part boxer and part cattle dog. So those blue eyes do come from the cattle dog.
He's a good size dog, too.
Yeah, he's about 45 pounds.
Right, a medium-sized dog, but not too big.
We've got a picture of him up. It's our Jug Country Morning Show photo of the day. You can see Bandit the dog on our new blog at jugcountry.com. You see for yourself.
Right he is, there. And he's neutered. He's vaccinated. He's microchipped. He's actually house-trained. He's crate-trained. He's leash-trained. He rides phenomenally well in the car.
And he seems so well-trained.
Yeah, yeah. He has all of his obedience work already taken care of. And some other great traits. I mean, he's just such a unique dog. He really loves cats. Like, it's almost odd.
Nice.
Like in fact, he likes to groom cats.
Yeah.
If you have cats at home, he will sit there and he will lick your cat all day long.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the funniest thing. And then the other thing And then the other thing that's really great about this dog is he can cut a rug. He actually likes to stand up on his hind legs, and he will dance with you.
That's
so if you're looking for just a great companion animal that's good with kids, good with other dogs, you know, this is the dog that I could see. You know, sometimes you see those moms walking down the street with a stroller, a couple kids. You know, this is the dog that's going to be trotting right next to you versus the dog that's going to be dragging you down the street or that you're going to have to manage and worry about. Very low maintenance. You know, he's going to be happy being an indoor-outdoor dog, waiting for you to come home from work and then wanting to jump in bed and snuggle in the evening. Just a great, great dog, and it's unfortunate that he's being overlooked. So the other thing that what happens a lot at the shelter is people don't give the animals time outside their kennels. Their personalities are completely different when they're inside a kennel versus when they're outside. And so I always just implore people to come out, spend some time with the animals. If you want to get to know Bandit, talk with the staff. You can read a little bit of information on his bio, but get him out of that kennel. Go into one of our comfortable get acquainted rooms out there. Spend some time with Bandit, and you might fall in love.
Yeah.
And their personalities, like I said, are so different. It's almost night and day when they're in the kennels versus when they're out. It's a stressful environment for the animal.
Sure.
So having some realistic expectations when you're walking into that situation, it's always a great thing because you never know. Your new best friend might be sitting there out at the shelter.
Well, sounds like he's ready to go. 100% ready to go right there.
He is ready to go. He goes home with a bag of food. He's already microchipped. He goes home with leashes, collars, a doghouse if we have one sitting out front, a free veterinary exam. So all the bells and whistles are included. Stop by. You can check them out online at www.woodshumane.org. I have them right there on the homepage. If you're a Facebooker, make sure you fan Woods Humane Society on Facebook. You'll get all these updates, information on the Pets of the Week, upcoming fundraisers, activities, events, and so
forth. Fabulous.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to come out. You have to touch these animals, smell them, feel them, be tactile with them.
Yeah.
We're at 875 Oklahoma Avenue off Highway 1 in Kansas in San Luis Obispo. We're right next door to our friends at Animal Services. If you have any questions whatsoever, give us a call, 805-543-9316. Do not pass by Bandit. He's just an awesome, awesome dog.
He's so good right now.
Steve from Woods Humane Society. I didn't even know he was in the room because he's so well-behaved right there. The dog is Bandit, and he is the KJUG's Pet of the Week. The Woods Humane Society Pet of the Week, brought to you by our friends at the Pismo Beach Vet Clinic, open 7 days a week. Steve, good to see you again.
Hey, great seeing you. See you next week.
We'll say no on the bacon milkshakes.
But I think Bandit likes bacon milkshakes.
We'll say yes to Bandit. Maybe he likes it.
Would you eat a bacon milkshake with a bacon donut?
Oh.
For breakfast?
Ugh.
That sounds like a breakfast of champions.
Maybe.
To me. Oh my gosh, that's so much bacon.
It's great. 8:34 now on the job. It's time for your KJUG 98.1 Wines and Vines Minute. The San Luis Obispo Vintners and Growers Association has selected Heather Murin as its